Dreamscape presents Getting Lost by Annie Ernaux. Translated by Allison L. Strayer. Narrated by Tavia Gilbert. Voglio vivere una favola. I want to live a fable. Anonymous inscription on the steps of the Basilica of Santa Croce, Florence. On November 16, 1989, I phoned the Soviet embassy in Paris and asked to speak to Mr. S. The switchboard operator did not reply. After a long silence, a woman's voice said, "You know, Mr. S. returned to Moscow yesterday." I immediately hung up. I felt as if I'd heard this sentence before over the phone. The words were not the same, but they had the same meaning, the same weight of horror, and were just as impossible to believe. Later, I remembered the announcement of my mother's death 3.5 years earlier, how the nurse at the hospital had said, "Your mother passed away this morning after breakfast." The Berlin Wall had fallen several days before. The Soviet regimes established in Europe were toppling one after the other. The man who had just returned to Moscow was a faithful servant of the USSR, a Russian diplomat posted in Paris. I had met him the previous year on a writer's junket to Moscow, Tbilisi, and Leningrad, a voyage he had been assigned to accompany. We had spent the last night together in Leningrad. After returning to France, we continued to see each other. The ritual was invariable. He would ring to ask if he could come around to see me in the afternoon or evening, or, more rarely, a day or two later. He would arrive and stay just a few hours, which we spent making love. Then he left, and I would live in wait for his next call. He was 35. His wife worked as his secretary at the embassy. His trajectory, which I pieced together over the course of our meetings, was typical of a young apparatchik. Membership in the Komsomol, and then in the CPSU, Communist Party of the Soviet Union. Time spent in Cuba. He spoke French quickly, with a strong accent. Though outwardly a partisan of Gorbachev and Perestroika, when he'd had a drink, he mourned the time of Brezhnev and made no secret of his veneration of Stalin. I never knew anything about his activities, which officially were related to culture. Today I am amazed that I did not ask more questions. Nor will I ever know what I meant to him. His desire for me was the only thing I was sure of. He was, in every sense...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?